My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we're celebrating the feast of the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a Franciscan calendar option that we have within our order in the United States of America now. It's St. Junipero, or Juniper Sierra, I think, or Juniper Sarah, the Franciscan missionary who evangelized the West Coast. But within the Franciscans of the Immaculate, following an older tradition, we celebrate the feast of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the traditional day of that feast, and July is a month that traditionally is dedicated to the devotion to the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Christ has been cherished and worshipped, we could say, because the blood of Christ is in the Mass consecrated, the wine is consecrated and becomes the precious blood, and Jesus is truly present, really and substantially, body, blood, soul, in divinity, in the Eucharist, under both forms, completely, fully present under the form of bread, completely, fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under the form of wine. But Jesus' blood is, the value of it is that it is the price that Christ paid for our salvation. Each and every one of us was redeemed from death by the blood of Christ. And therefore, it tells us of our worth. The immortal soul that Christ mounted the cross to save, my soul, he was willing to shed every last drop of his blood for my sake that I might then live. And that's true for every one of us. And his blood saves us then from the wrath of God. It is, Pope St. John the 23rd said, the expression of divine mercy. And since John the 23rd, the devotion to divine mercy also has spread and been elevated to a universal feast day by Pope St. John Paul II. So nearly every Catholic is familiar, probably every Catholic at this point, familiar with the image of divine mercy, which depicts our Lord Jesus with two rays coming from his heart, a clear ray and a red ray, signs of the divine mercy. So as we go through this month of July, let us think of this mercy of God, which continues to be poured upon us every day, all day, through the sacrifice that is perpetuated on the altar at every Mass. That blood that Jesus shed is still being poured out upon us, cleansing us from our sins and freeing us from eternal death. And so, as St. Peter says, more precious than gold or silver, incomparably, because it is the living blood of the God-man that was shed for us once and for all on Calvary and continues to be given to us every day in the Holy Mass, without which there would be no hope, but with which we can have confidence that we too may enter the sanctuary where he now resides in heaven, in his glorified body. If we meditate on the precious blood of Jesus Christ shed for our sake, it should engender in us feelings of deep gratitude and sympathy. When we see a person hurt, wounded, and bleeding, it automatically, for anybody with a normal psychology, is going to feel a compassion and a desire to help that person. And yet our Lord, who bleeds for us still in the representation of Calvary, which is present on the altar at every Mass, he's ignored by so many who he remains present for us sacramentally, here with us, waiting for our company, waiting for us to come to him with a word of thanks, spend some time with him. And so few do. And this is the substance, part of the message of that is contained in the book Insinu Jesu, which is becoming more and more known. They are private revelations given to a Benedictine monk, all about our Lord's desire to be loved. So it's a continuation of the message of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But our Lord says that if you, especially the priests, begin to honor me again in the Blessed Sacrament, I will do everything for you. So the Lord, our Lord wants to bring the church out of the confusion that it presently is in, but we have to also listen to what he's asking and do it. And anyway, even if these messages were never given, and even if they turn out not to be confirmed by the church, nonetheless, the message is nothing new. We have a great Saint Catherine of Siena, doctor of the church, if I'm not mistaken, who had a prayer to the precious blood. And so I'll close with that. And this sums up why we should be worshiping our Lord as often as possible and spending time with him, he who shed his blood for our sake. St. Catherine's prayer. Precious blood, ocean of divine mercy, flow upon us. Precious blood, most pure offering, procure us every grace. Precious blood, hope and refuge of sinners, atone for us. Precious blood, delight of holy souls, draw us. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary.